The following message is brought to you by Mark Maurer, President, National Federation of the Blind, 1800 Johnson Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230.
Greetings, fellow Federationists. This is Monday, November 9th, 2009, and presidential release number 378. I begin with beautiful news. Terry Rupp, who is president of the National Federation of the Blind of Nevada, and her husband Aaron announce the birth on Friday, November 6, 2009, of Marley Jane Rupp, who weighed in the neighborhood of 7 pounds, I'm told. Everybody in the family's fine. And I congratulate the Rupp family. Especially, I congratulate Marley Jane, who is a brand new Rupp in the world. Gary Wunder's father was going in for surgery last week on Wednesday. It was very serious surgery. After the surgery, however, it is reported that Gary Wunder's dad is doing very well, and he thanks everybody for your prayers. So you might wish Gary Wunder and his dad well, and if you have another prayer, that would be good. Thank you for the ones he's had so far, he says. I have an announcement here from Quintina Singleton of New Jersey, who says, please tune in to a very special edition of the Through Our Eyes with Joe Ruffalo internet radio program scheduled for Wednesday, December 2nd at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. The evening's guest will be National Federation of the Blind President Mark Maurer. To listen to the program by telephone, call 1-605-475-6333 and put in access code 833-520. To listen to the show online, visit www.throughoureyes.org. That's throughoureyes.org. /JAWS.html. The call-in number for anyone interested in asking a question is 888-572-0141. The theme of this program is Ask the President. We encourage as many listeners to call in to ask President Maurer whatever question you might find of interest or importance. This announcement from Quintina Singleton. I have here an announcement submitted by Mary Jo Hartle, who says, think it's a little too early to start thinking about your child's plans for next summer? Think again. The NFB Jernigan Institute is excited to announce the 2010 Junior Science Academy. In 2008, the NFB Jernigan Institute took its National Center for Blind Youth in Science, NCBYS, Science Academy programs to a whole new level with its first program for elementary students. It's back and better than ever, with two sessions being offered next summer. The two sessions of the 2010 NFB Junior Science Academy will be held July 28th through August 1st and August 4th through August 8th in Baltimore, Maryland at the NFB Jernigan Institute. Applicants can apply for one of the sessions. The program will accept approximately 15 applicants per session who are students in 3rd through 6th grades or ages 8 to 12. One parent or guardian will also be invited to attend with each selected applicant. Modeled after the NFB's previous successful science academies and NFB Youth Slams, this 4-day session will expose blind and low vision children to the excitement of science in real life applications. The students will learn that science can be fun through hands-on instruction, field trips, and interactive activities as they participate in challenging experiences focused around Earth and physical sciences. In addition to sparking their interest in science, technology, engineering, and math, the program aims to teach students how alternative techniques can help make STEM subjects accessible and more engaging. In conjunction with the children's activities, workshops provided in partnership with the National Organization of Parents of Blind Children will be held for those parents and guardians accompanying their children to the program. Those interested in learning more about this exciting program can visit www.blindscience.org or contact Mary Jo Hartle, Director of Education at the Jernigan Institute at 410-659-9314, extension 2407, or M. Hartle, that's M-H-A-R-T-L-E, at nfb.org. I have an announcement here submitted by Judith Qualo, which says, the National Federation of the Blind Jernigan Institute, with the National Center for Severe and Sensory Disabilities and the Bresnahan Halstead Center on Disabilities, is co-sponsoring the Research in the Rockies Research Summit on Braille Reading and Writing. We hope to advance the state of research in the area of Braille in the USA. We encourage you to submit an abstract to this conference and request that you diffuse it to all colleagues who might have an interest in this field. Research-related abstracts will be accepted from all members of the Braille community and will be reviewed by a multidisciplinary panel, including academics, practitioners, and parents. For more information, please visit the NFB website or call Judith Qualo, Director of Research at the Jernigan Institute at 410-659-9314, extension 2404. Here is an announcement from Anil Lewis, who is the chairperson of the NFB Scholarship Committee. Would you like to win a college scholarship for the fall 2010 semester? From incoming freshmen to graduate level, legally blind students residing in and attending college in the United States or Puerto Rico are invited to apply to this $150,000 program sponsored by the National Federation of the Blind. There are 30 different scholarships for blind students. To satisfy the application process, fill out the 2010 application form online or in print, send in your school transcripts and other required documents, and complete one interview with your NFB state affiliate president. Your documents must be received by email or postmarked no later than March 31, 2010. In addition to a scholarship, our winners will attend the 2010 annual convention as a guest of the Federation. The top scholarship award is the Kenneth Jernigan Scholarship for $12,000. Other awards of the 30 offered are one scholarship for $10,000, two scholarships for $7,000 each, 4 scholarships for $5,000 and 22 scholarships for $3,000, plus other valuable gifts to scholarship winners. For full details on the requirements and prizes, go to www.nfb.org/scholarships or call the scholarship office for print information. Questions may be sent by email to scholarships@nfb.org, or you can call the office at 410-659-9314, extension 2415, from 8 in the morning till 5 in the evening. One more thing, students. Remember, nothing ventured, nothing gained is a good motto to apply to getting scholarship assistance. This from Anil Lewis. This past weekend, I was a participant in activities on the campus of the University of Notre Dame. The Alumni Association presents awards to outstanding graduates of the university, and on Thursday evening, the Alumni Association presented me with the John Kavanaugh Award, which is one to recognize outstanding public service. I appreciate very much this award. I recognize that the outstanding public service is the work of the National Federation of the Blind. So, in a very real sense, the University of Notre Dame honored the work of all of us who are participants in the efforts of the National Federation of the Blind. It was a magnificent time to be there, and I had the opportunity to speak to a number of the alumni who were there for a board meeting. It was a good time to have the work of the organization recognized, and furthermore, I gave one of our Louis Braille Bicentennial Silver Dollars to the president of the Alumni Association. A silver dollar showed up at the football game, which occurred between Notre Dame and Navy. I regret to say that the outcome of the game was not all that might have been wished, as Navy won the game 23-21. But at the beginning of the game, there was a coin toss, and the coin that was used in the coin toss was the Louis Braille Bicentennial Silver Dollar, and there was an announcement about the silver dollar at the beginning of the game in front of 72,000 of the fans who came to watch the game, most of them Notre Dame fans, I might add, as it was at Notre Dame. So 72,000 people heard about the work of the National Federation of the Blind and the minting of the Louis Braille Bicentennial Silver Dollar. And I'm told that a similar coin toss has taken place at the game for Louisiana Tech. I imagine it was the one that was played over the weekend against Boise State, but I'm not so sure about that. I am only told these things. I should tell you that I also have traveled since our last presidential release to Australia. I made an address as a guest lecturer at Queensland University in Brisbane, Australia. It was very well received. Queensland University is one of the largest. It has a student body of 35,000, and the point of view of the National Federation of the Blind, as I presented it at the university, was startling to a number of people, which, of course, is not startling to us, but is startling to a number of people who think about blindness in a way different from the one that we use when we think about blindness. After that presentation, I traveled to the annual convention of the Blind Citizens Australia and made some remarks, many of them taken from the same address that I made at Queensland University to the Blind Citizens Australia, and we got some assistance from Blind Citizens Australia in that a number of people there said that they would try to work with us on ensuring that electronic books are accessible to the blind. They understood that there will be some import of some of the technology that presents electronic books, and they thought that they might help us by ensuring that any technology deployed by universities or the government in Australia must be accessible to the blind. So we'll see if we can work with them to assure that electronic technology that is used by others is also usable by us. The Newsline program continues to grow. We have just recently initiated service in the great state of Arkansas. So although people in Arkansas have not previously had Newsline, now we do. And there will be many new readers of the news services. In Arkansas, we have something like 300 newspapers on the service and a number of magazines. I recognize that this is November and that in November we get close to the Thanksgiving time. The board meeting of the National Federation of the Blind is coming up in less than 2 weeks. It occurs the weekend before Thanksgiving. And then we will have Thanksgiving when we celebrate family time and celebrate the work that we do together and also give thanks to our Maker for the generous gifts, the blessings that we have had upon us. So may all of you have a magnificent Thanksgiving and many, many blessings. This brings me to the end of the presidential release, and I have a couple of endings that have something or another to do with the season. Can a turkey jump higher than the Empire State Building? Why, of course, the building can't jump at all. How do you make a turkey float? You need 2 scoops of ice cream, some root beer, and a turkey.
The preceding message was brought to you by Mark Maurer, President, National Federation of the Blind, 1800 Johnson Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230.